You may have heard of our next guest. He roamed the Oregon sidelines as head coach from 1995 through the Holiday Bowl winning season of 2008. As an offensive coordinator, you know, he was there when the program made their return to the postseason for the first time in 26 years. He's an ESPN analyst, the host of the Velotti Muscular Dystrophy Association Dinner Auction and Golf Tournament. Coach Velotti, it's been a while. How's life treating you these days?
Steve, it's great. I will tell you what, I cannot complain. I have a great opportunity, one, to help people with MDA, and two, to just enjoy my wife, my children, my grandchildren. It's really awesome.
So what exactly are you up to these days?
Not a lot. We travel. I was actually able to go to the Masters this year for the first time, one of those bucket list type deals. And it was pretty amazing. And, you know, obviously I can tie that to Tiger's success in 2019. It's pretty amazing. And then I tied another 6 days in Shreveport, Louisiana, which is where my grandchildren live. I play pickleball. I play golf. And sometimes I'm successful and sometimes I'm not.
And by the way, coincidentally, you mentioned Shreveport, and that's where you won the 89 Independence Bowl, wasn't it?
That's correct. That was our first bowl game in 1989 when I arrived here. I just assumed that was what happened every year.
You know, we were talking about you on air a few weeks back because, you know, John Gruden left coaching for broadcasting. He was gone for a while, and he came back, and somebody said, ask Coach if he ever has the itch to get back into coaching or if he's a contented retired coach.
You're never a contented retired coach. I asked Coach Nick Aliotti, who went there this year. I literally probably am at the point in my life where I don't think I want to coach again. If I coach, it'd be my grandchildren or a local high school or junior college or something like that, because I don't need all the rest of it. I just enjoy working with people, teaching the game, you know, that type of thing. But there were many times over the first 5 to 7 years when I retired and I was working for ESPN that I was offered jobs and considered jobs. And it was very difficult simply because that I was close enough to it then in terms of terminology, understanding, offense, recruiting, all those things. But I've been out too long now, and I'm very happy watching other people coach.
You know, we've talked about this over the years, but with the NFL draft going on now, obviously you're 20 years or so with the Ducks. You sent a bunch of players to the next level. How would you describe your role as the head coach in college? Was there a typical routine, or did it depend on the prospect about your involvement and maybe how they contacted you?
It really depended. You know, we recruited, the longer I was there, the more we recruited people that believed that they were going to go to the NFL, and we were going to provide them the means. But basically, it starts with evaluation in recruiting, and then you've got to recruit them there, and then you've got to help them develop during their time there so they can make that next step. And obviously, over the years, we added significant facilities, and I just call it the aura that helped kids get to the NFL because they competed every day in practice against people that were going to play in the NFL. And then once they get close, we actually put some things in motion in terms of guiding them, a guidance program, Jeff Hawkins and a few other people. We would talk to them about how to get the right agent. We wouldn't push them in any direction. We would just help them, tell them what they needed, tell them where they were going, what they needed to work on in the off season or in the prep time. And then, you know, we talked about be smart, be realistic with your money and your opportunity.
One last football question as we continue with Hall of Fame coach Mike Velotti. I mean, obviously you coached some remarkable quarterbacks at your time at Oregon, starting Musgrave through Dennis Dixon. And, you know, obviously since we've seen Mariota. And now there's a local product, Justin Herbert, who decided to come back for his senior year. When you think of the attributes of a top-flight guy, what strikes you about Justin?
Well, he has size, he has athleticism, and he's you know, he's continuing to grow into that body. I'm sure he's almost 6'6 and 240 and still growing. He was a colt the first couple of years, and he's moving better now and protecting himself. He's just getting more comfortable with the offense. He possesses a very strong arm, a very accurate arm. He can make all the throws. He can move enough to buy time. So, you know, he's got everything. And I said last year, after the first half of the season, I said I'd help him pack his bags. I wasn't trying to get rid of him at all. I hoped he would come back, and I knew from certain people that because of his brother and just his situation, he felt very comfortable coming back for another year. But the reality is, I'm sure everybody's very happy about that. I do think there's a better receiver core around him. The offensive line should be as good or better. The running backs are deeper. So it's a perfect year, perfect storm, and I certainly hope he has one of the greatest years ever for an Oregon quarterback, and he is capable of that because of his athleticism, his intellect, and just his and leadership. And that's the other thing. I think he continued to grow from a leadership standpoint, but I like the young man. I like his family. I like his pedigree. And I think that Coach Cristobal understands what he's got, what type of talent he has in Justin Herbert.
You know, now let's get on to, I guess, the main reason we were here. I'm not going to have you on the phone and not talk football. That's obscene. the Toast to Strength Gala on May 9th, the golf tournament, May 10th, all to benefit MDA. You've been doing this for more than a quarter century. For folks who might not be familiar, why has this been and continues to be so near and dear to your heart?
Well, it initially started with Rich Brooks. Rich did the very first one, and I think partly it was due to Brian Campbell, Gary Nolola's son, who suffered from a form of muscular dystrophy and eventually died of that. But it was a thing that I knew somebody who was afflicted with that disease, and so it became personal. And then as you do this over the years, I have seen young people and parents come into our program, benefit from the program, go to summer camp, and just be able to help people live their lives as naturally as possible. I don't think we understand, especially those in athletics who have, you know, great health and all the amenities and all those things, but to realize that it's not easy to breathe or to walk or to lift anything or whatever, and we can make a difference in people's lives. And so as you go further, I think we all realize that we want to help others, and we want to make a difference in this world, and it's not about football necessarily. It's about where can I help the most amount of people and where can I spread the word, and we've done it with MDA's help over the years, and we've helped a lot of people, and we want to continue to do that.
No, it's been amazing. The gala dinner the night before the golf, what could you tell us, the key information, you know, where it's going to be, who helps make all this possible, and some of the highlights for folks will be there?
Well, it's the club room at Autzen Stadium. It starts at 5:30. We have a silent auction dinner at 6:30. My son Luke is going to be playing the piano for a while. We've got some other people, guests coming from former football players, are going to be, I won't say auctioned off, but there's some type of a way to enhance your team for the next day. But it's just, it's going to be a great night. There's some great prizes. We're going to honor Mike Schwartz, who's our honoree this year. And Toast to Strength is truly what it is. It's a fun night where we try to make other people's lives easier who are afflicted with neuromuscular diseases.
And folks could go online, BilotiToastToStrength.com. One last thought, the golf on Friday. It's a new location this year, though it's a familiar one. It's hosted your event many times. So be it guests or the format, what can we look forward to when we teed up on the 10th?
Well, great weather because it never rains in Autzen Stadium, but never rains on the Bilotti golf deal. And but it's at Eugene Country Club. We're back at my home course there in Eugene, and I'm excited. I think everybody should be excited to play. It's the most wonderful course in the Pacific Northwest, hosted the national championship a couple of years ago that Oregon won. So you can come out and recreate some of those strokes that you saw and just have a lot of fun. And it starts at early tee-off time, 8 in the morning, but we're going to beat the heat.
All right. Well, once again, it's always a pleasure catching up. And folks, like I said, go to the website, go to the Facebook page, call me if you've got questions. Coach, it's always a pleasure getting a chance to talk with you. And I commend you and all the great people you have with the just magnificent work you've done for this cause. Be well, and I look forward to seeing you at the event.
Steve, thank you very much. I appreciate you helping us out. And we have a great committee that's done all the work, and I just show up, but they make my life easy, and I'm really appreciative. But let's go get it done this year. Go MDA.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.